live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Whoa, 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 another rainy day here on the Third Coast, and boy, do we need it. But glad to see that it's been raining since about 7 o'clock this morning, and it is now about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's probably more rain than we've had since January. How about that? In any event, angels probably brought this rain to us today, I think, and also brought one of the my favorite angel specialists, I think, that I met about 3 years ago, I think. Is it 3 years already, Diana?
I think so. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on, Susan.
Oh, I am so excited to have you back because, you know, we had the phones ringing, and I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number early in the show because last time we weren't able to take all the calls, so we're going to give out the number. It's 888-815-9756. And, you know, I don't know about you, Diana, but, you know, angels talk to all of us all the time, and it's sometimes whether or not we listen to them or we understand that they're talking to us. And, you know, I think it's very interesting because, you know, they're here for us, and they're here to give us guidance. They're here to teach us gratitude. And, you know, I think back, and I want to share a story with you because it's really kind of funny, I guess. I hope it's funny, and maybe we'll see some results this time. But, you know, about a year ago, January, my brother called me, and he said, you know, I'm putting my house on the market. You know, I'm, you know, just really want to unload some stuff you know, really move on with my life. And, you know, I asked him, I said, well, where are you going to go? He says, well, I don't know. And I said to him, well, you know what? You know, maybe you ought to just get an RV and take off. And in the middle of the sentence, I thought to myself, wait a minute. Maybe that's what I want to do. So a year ago, March, I put the house on the market. And unfortunately, it didn't sell. But in the meantime, you know, I started building my practice, and my practice started taking off. And I said, well, maybe I shouldn't be going right now, and the house isn't selling, so I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm doing. And lo and behold, about 2 months ago, the itch came back. So the house is back on the market.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And, you know, the question I have for you, and it's really interesting because we talk about, you know, having gratitude for the things that we do have. And I've been thinking about it, and I'm looking forward to having gratitude for the things I don't have anymore. And I mean, it's all these things are in this house that I've been carting around for 40 years or so that, you know, finally I really feel like I want to release it all. You know, back to the universe, give it to people who might enjoy it, become unencumbered, take off, do my work, and be more of this free spirit that I have not been, feeling a little bit, you know, geared towards sitting in front of this computer and working all the time to support this house and the pool and the yard and all those things that we do. And I guess, you know, I'm a little older than you, Diana, so yeah, I'm of that age where it's really time to divest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, you know, we can have gratitude. And you know, I'm really looking forward to being grateful for being unencumbered. That's okay, right?
I love that. I love that story. And you know what really, really kind of hits a nerve, and I'm sure our listeners can relate, is that feeling of making the choice and, you know, and then feeling like, is it okay? Like giving ourselves permission to let go, giving ourselves permission to feel unencumbered or feel free, and trusting that you will be supported and that, you know, the items or the house or even the people that we feel we are leaving behind sometimes have their own angels and you know, that everything is going to be okay. And I love that you are just going for it. And, you know, this is the second time around, which, you know, brings up another point of sometimes, you know, spirit will delay our plans or delay our dreams because of who we have to be and other things that have to line up for us to fully experience the gratitude or the joy and to fully make the biggest impact. And so I love that you are following your nudgings to do this again and to give yourself that permission to be who you are, which is a free spirit.
And, you know, it was really interesting because the first time last year when I did it, I kept it very hush-hush. I said, you know, I don't want anybody to know because if I don't sell the house, I'm not going to do it. La-da-da-da-da. So, you know, it wasn't broadcast. And, you know, this time I said, I'm just going to let people know this is what I want to do. And, you know, it's what I want to do. And I think that once I really started verbalizing it, instead of keeping it internal, I've got a, you know, different realtor, a different estate seller, a different auction house. I mean, you know, I'm basically starting from the ground zero again. But, yeah, I really feel good about it this time. And I think I'm really ready. And I'm not, maybe last time I just wasn't quite ready. Even though, you know, spirit or the angels or somebody told me what to do, I mean, why I came up with that thing with my brother, you know, was one of those silly things that, you know, sometimes we just don't know how our angels speak to us or how spirits speak to us. And, I mean, it was just one of those off-the-cuff things that I don't know where it came from. And yeah, it really took me aback, and I said, wait a minute. And I said, maybe this is what I want to do. Not what he, I mean, he didn't want to do it, but maybe this is what I am supposed to be doing. So, you know, it's really interesting how messages come to us and how we embrace them and, yes, you know, how we finally can maybe after a period of time look at it from, you know, the gratitude of being free if that is indeed what we want to be.
I love that you made that point because sometimes, right, we say we want to be free, but there's a part of us that maybe is still holding on, and there's something that, you know, we need to look at or we're still healing from, and just getting really, really real, really authentic with ourselves. Do I really want to be free right now? And if I don't, then what do I need to look at?
And I think that that's, you know, I saw, you know, it was really interesting because the minute I made that decision, I saw myself breaking into some old patterns and some old habits. And, you know, I went back into those old patterns and those old habits. And then this January, you know, I realized, wait a minute, you know, what am I doing? You know, this is like repeat performance. This is not where I want to be. And it's taken me literally since February till now to really, you know, rebuild this whole excitement and rejuvenation and these things back into this thing that I really felt I wanted to do a year ago. So, you know, if we get those messages and, you know, and whether we act on it or not, I think it's really a matter of embracing it rather than saying, oh, I got a message. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. And you go through the movements and you're not really quite there mentally or spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the angels will always give you nudging. So, you know, I like to tell my clients, even if you have done everything to prep, so you've done the vision board, you've said the affirmations, nothing's coming through, you know, your angels will set everything in perfect and divine timing, and it's not on your time, it's not on our time. And that can be really liberating and also really frustrating at times. And I think one of the things that has helped me in my own practice and my own life, when I get in those moments where, you know, you find yourself repeating a pattern, seeing it as a blessing, to say thank you, you know, what, how do I choose to react this time around? And knowing that, you know, life is not a dress rehearsal. Every single moment, every single experience, whether it, you know, you see it as negative or, you know, gosh, I did that again. We beat ourselves up all the time. If you can see it as just a gift, and sometimes our experiences are mirrors. So, like with you and your brother, he was providing a mirror for you to see what you really wanted for your life.
And, you know, it was very interesting because, I mean, he sold his house in a month and he was out and he got rid of all the, quote, stuff. And, you know, and for me, it wasn't happening. So, you know, it was frustrating. I mean, it was very frustrating. And then I said, okay, you know, maybe there's something else that I'm supposed to be doing. So I just kind of ran with the flow. Unfortunately, the flow kind of took me back into a repeat performance. And, you know, it really took me about 6 months to realize, wait a minute, stop this. And we mm-hmm. need to really rethink and revisit. And, you know, the excitement is back the way it was initially. But I think more so than ever, the commitment and really ready to, you know, discard the old, you know, for some new, is really there. I know about a week ago, for the first time, I really felt that sense of release and relief, knowing that the decision really was made this time, and that I wasn't holding on, and I was really ready.
Exactly.
So now we get that's to see awesome. How it plays out.
Well, that's the fun part. You don't get to see the whole story. You just maybe get to see like a glimpse of a character or a chapter.
So it's interesting. So, you know, this is one way that angels speak to us, very similar to what I said. But how else do they communicate with us?
Well, the big one that's coming up, just as you ask that, is through songs and through lyrics specifically. So if you're driving and there's a song that keeps repeating, either in your head or literally on the station, pay attention to the thoughts that you have while you're listening to it. Oftentimes the angels will send you a message or try to get you a message from someone else. So let's say your brother really, really wants you to know that, you know, you're safe and loved, and maybe he hasn't gotten a chance to connect with you. So if he, you know, if he's able to send that thought through and that love through, the angels will orchestrate it. So you'll hear a particular song that will remind you of your brother, for example, and you'll
feel. Well, I hate to tell you what the song has been. We've got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do.
Oh, there you go. It doesn't get any more clear than that.
Oh, no. To make a better life.
That is so perfect. Yeah, so
is that song, funny?
Song lyrics, definitely. And actually this week I do a weekly newsletter for everyone, and this week's theme was all inspired by that Adele song, Rolling in the Deep, that's been playing on the airwaves. And one of the lyrics, she says, there's a fire burning in my heart, and it's reaching a fever pitch to take me out of the dark. And it's really, this is a week for all of us of using that fire in us, that passion that we have, and not dimming it or not hiding it, even when other people want to be in the dark or want us to be in the dark.
Interesting. So, you know, I I've been reading my horoscope, and it definitely is indicative that, you know, I'm you know, ready for a major change, and really ready for a major change. And it keeps popping up, you know, fairly regularly. And the other thing that I did, interestingly enough, not about a month or two ago, was I had a astrocartography reading.
Because, oh, wonderful.
I felt it's very interesting, but I have felt disconnected from this place for quite some time. And especially, we had a hurricane here about 4 years ago that probably everybody heard about, and that was Hurricane Ike. And, you know, while the damage was not humongous from my point of view, the area was devastated. The energy field changed dramatically. And even people who are not as connected to the energy as I am have also really stated, you know, that they have felt that things have really changed. And, you know, the first thing that the person that I went to said to me is, you know, A, where are you? And she says, oh, no, you don't want to be there. So, you know, I think that that was the beginning of the second phase and the second wave is, you know, okay, so where do I go and how do I go there? And, you know, the beauty for me, and not all the listeners have this kind of opportunity, is that I have me and two dogs to worry about, and I can work anywhere. As long as I have an internet connection, I can work. So, you know, I have some freedom that a lot of people do not have. And, you know, I can do my work anywhere. And, you know, there are some things that I want to build into my practice that travel would really work. But, you know, it was really coming to grips with the fact that, you know, the feelings that I have had inside of me about being where I am really came to light that said, this is not where I'm supposed to be today. It was great. I mean, you know, the last 12, 15 years, great. Loved it. So, you know, it's being able, I guess, Diana, to be able to adapt to change.
Yes. And adapting, embracing it, because it really is the only thing that's constant. We're always changing. We're always transforming. And so is the world and the energy around us. So you can fight it or you can go with it. And you can go with it and be scared. You can go with it and doubt. I think it would be unrealistic to sit here and say, you know, stop fearing, stop doubting, stop thinking. But it's what you choose to do with all of those thoughts and emotions that really shows you where you are on your path. You know, once you get on the spiritual path and you do connect with your angels, it's like the emotions, you can see yourself going through them, but remember that you are not them. It's just something you're going through. It's spirit. And when you're able to kind of sit in that observer place, that's where you can be in a state of gratitude because, you know, oh, okay, this thing happened to me. Great. You know, let me just look at that kind of from above here. Okay, I need to be sad today. That's fine. And just making the choice to go through them. I think oftentimes in this industry, and this is just my personal opinion, we've been getting a lot of, you know, do affirmations, do vision boards, and, you know, you're more than your fear, you know, don't feel it. And I would disagree with that. I think the vision boards and the affirmations and all that is great, but you have to be in a rooted, grounded place, and you have to let yourself go through whatever authentic emotion is coming up. If you're angry, let yourself release that anger in a healthy way. Don't try to skip over it and pretend that everything's fine when it's not. So I guess I'm a bit of a realist when it comes to that.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. I am too. And, you know, I mean, yeah, the biggest lessons that I learned last year that I shared with the audience, I think most of the year, is the letting go. And also, too, not, what's the thought process is, you know, really not having, you know, letting go of the outcome. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I know that I have some visions and some dreams. And, you know I've done this before and it didn't work. So, you know, I'm not attached to the outcome yet. I will be when things start to fall into place. But, you know, that was a big lesson that I had to learn.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. And I think it's one that we learn constantly.
you know, wherever you are, there are times when we can't help it. We want things to be a certain way because, darn it, it looks really good in our head.
Right. And there are reasons that it, you know, last, you know, it wasn't a good time. So the outcome didn't come to pass last year for whatever reason. I have a feeling, you know, that at some point in time we will know why that was.
Right. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, even with the work that I do, you know, we all have to do the work. So you may want a certain person to come into your life. You may be ready for love. You may be ready to let go of your job. And there's that responsibility. Okay, like, what action steps am I taking to move myself forward? I think it's unrealistic to go to a psychic or a healer and say, okay, you know, what's going to happen? It's like, well, okay, this is your projected outcome based on your field right now, but what are you going to do to help yourself move forward? It's not sitting in a room and meditating on it. It's sitting in a room meditating, but then making that phone call, writing that email, you know, speaking up for yourself. It's a dance, I think that we're coming into a space energetically where it is like the separation, the veil, so to speak, is getting thinner and thinner, and it's asking a lot more of us, and it's beautiful. But it can be kind of scary if you're, you know, used to giving your power away. So it's time to take back your power and put some fire under your dreams.
And dance through the processes, you know? And
yes.
I mean, yeah, that's how I feel. I'm just kind of dancing through this process again. I mean, I've done this dance before. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, you're going to do it again a different way. You're going to change up the steps a little bit, maybe change the dance partner, change the music a little, but the heart of it's still the same.
That's correct. If anybody is out there that wants to give us a call, 888-815-9756, this is a time to, you know, let's share some of our dreams and some of our angels and stories and, you know, kind of discuss what we're grateful for and you know, maybe what we would be grateful without.
I love that. Yeah, what are you ready to let go of? You know, this is a really powerful day. This is the 19th. So in numerology, right, this is a instant manifestation day. So watch your thoughts. And if you're ready to let something go, this is the day to do it. Say, okay, I'm turning it over to you, angels. Yeah, so I'd love to hear from you guys. And if you could just give us your first name, and if you have a question or just something you want to share, that would be awesome.
It would be, because, you know, while we're getting them to call in, let's talk a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing over the last 3 years, did I say?
Yeah. So I actually am in Arizona right now, and I'm planning my very first Sedona retreat in November, and I've really gotten clear that Sedona is where I want to hold it, and it's going to be about healing and angels and community. So if anybody's interested in that trip, I'm just putting together a group, and I'm capping it at 15 people. So if you're interested, send me an email on my website, and it's thedancinggoddess.com. So that's kind of my baby right now. My other baby is my online angel Reiki program. I'm certifying healers in level 2 angel Reiki in a week, and I'm so proud of them. And it's mixing all the angel work that I've done with the traditional energy healing techniques of Reiki, and the results have been just off the charts. So if you're listening to this and you're looking for some kind of an energy healing class that involves angels and you feel called to it, we've got a new level 1 program that starts in the fall. It's going to start in September. And you can go to the website to check that out. But I feel like right now my energy is going a lot towards teaching and just sharing and kind of passing on the knowledge.
and it goes through waves. You know, I still do my radio show Tuesday nights on Soul's Journey, and we have fun, and I do readings and healings, but the focus right now seems to be on the teaching.
That's cool. You know, maybe by November I may be heading that way.
Oh, I would love to have you. Yeah, it's going to be November 4th through the 6th, and I'm going to pick the resort this week, so I'll know more information by the end of the week.
Cool. You never know. I mean, that's the beauty of what I want to do is I don't know where I'll be and when. I'm just going to go where my nose
tells
me to go.
Where your angels take you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Again, the number is 888-815-9756. Diana can do some readings. She can answer any questions about angels and healing and all kinds of things. So take advantage of this time because we don't always have this ability to really get some insight and to really understand, you know, that what our angels are there for and how we can communicate. And I'm really kind of interested in this angel Reiki, though.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was going through my level one, just the traditional certification, and I kept receiving like mantras and symbols and mudras from the different archangels. And I'm just like such a stickler for, you know, what the teacher lays out. And my teacher was very much, you know, it's Reiki, and if you add anything else, it's not Reiki. And so I kind of pushed it aside. And then I got really bad. I had bad case of TMJ, which if you've ever had like the clicking jaw thing, it just sucks. And
what is that?
TMJ, it's when your jaw is really tight or it pops.
Oh yeah.
You open your mouth. Yeah. And so I had a really bad couple of weeks with that, and I did, you know, medication, I went to acupuncturist, and nothing really helped. And I did the Reiki, and I did feel a little bit better, but something told me, just try the mantra that's coming through and just add it to your self, you know, healing session. And I did, and within 10 minutes, the pain was gone. And
woo-hoo.
I was just like, what? Like, what? This stuff really works. And I was onto something, and so I started kind of doing a lot of automatic writing with the angels. And so I passed on very specific mantras for angels that, you know, help you with certain issues, certain health issues and emotional issues. And the results have just been phenomenal. More energy, you know, less stress, completion in relationships. And I love Reiki because the energy goes where it needs to go. It's very much set on intention and just kind of that dance that we talked about earlier between the practitioner and the client, or you and the angel. It's partnership.
Well, if nobody else wants to do it, I want a mantra for my left knee.
I can give you an affirmation.
It hasn't bothered me for 2 years. I went to the chiropractor 2 weeks ago Saturday for my back, and within an hour after getting out of there, my knee was killing me. So there was some adjustment that he must have made because I didn't do anything. I just went to the grocery store and picked up a prescription and came home. So I've been really struggling with this left knee for a couple of weeks now. It's getting better, but what is it?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I mean, I just want to say up front, you know, I'm not a medical practitioner, so definitely
sure.
Follow your own guidance. But the left side of the body is the feminine, and the fact that it's your knee, the question the angels have for you, Susan, is where do you feel that you need to be a little bit more flexible in your life?
Interesting. And you want me to answer that?
You don't have to know the answer right now, but just something to sit with. The knee is related to flexibility. And because it's the left side, it's your feminine energy. So, you know, where have you kind of let other people dictate the terms? Again, these are just examples. Or where have you, you know, maybe let somebody kind of impose their stuff onto you and not stayed, you know, in that flow or in that flexibility? These are just some questions that you may want to consider with that. But an affirmation that I'm getting, and this is from Archangel Raphael, is it is safe for me to stay flexible in the light of conflict.
Can you repeat that? I wanted to write that down.
It is safe for me to stay flexible in light of conflict.
Interesting.
However that comes up for you, if you've ever felt like that weird energy, you know, or somebody's kind of just like trying to put stuff onto you, and just, you know, under your breath or even silently, you can affirm that.
I will do that.
Cool.
That is great.
Flexibility. Flexibility is always good.
Well, I thought I was fairly flexible, but, you know, maybe I'm not.
Well, maybe this is just a confirmation for you to keep with that mentality of kind of go with the flow, with the lessons about receiving. So if you need somebody to be more flexible with you or more understanding, then really voicing that.
Well, I think what you're really saying is I do want to be more flexible, and I do, you know, I'm a Virgo. So, you know, Virgos don't tend to be very flexible. You know, I mean, you know, everything has to be, you know, a certain way, and, you know, everything needs to have a certain place, and, you know, we do tend to be a little bit more specific. So I think the flexibility thing really is more in keeping with what I want to do in my future, is to be more flexible with my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've had a very structured, you know, work life and, you know, for many, many years. And I think that I want to, I think the whole process of what this change might be is to really learn to be more flexible.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And not just for the future, but how, you know, how can you stay flexible now in this moment, at every moment? And this is a big question for everybody.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that the knee thing came up, you know, right about the time I was making this final decision to move forward.
Mm.
Oh, wow. That's
Do
an
I
angel
really
message
really
if I ever heard one, huh?
Right. And there's always some, like, indecision, right? It's like, do I, you know, is this really what I want? You know, and if I do, what does that mean? If it means anything, let the questions be there. They're there to just guide you to where you're healing, where you're getting strong.
That's very interesting because, you know, now, I mean, this whole, what you've just said is pretty incredible because it really, I was still not, had not made my final decision when this started up. So I have a feeling that that was, you know, maybe just a little message that I need to be a little bit more flexible and, you know, make the decision. Also be flexible in knowing that things may not happen in the particular time frame that one would want it to. It's very interesting.
Yeah, timing is a big one.
It is a big one. You know, and I think that also too, it's you know, really listening to the messages and understanding what the messages mean. And I think that that's where a lot of us have possibly the biggest challenge is, you know, I know I get a lot of messages. I just don't know how to sometimes process them all.
And that's, you know, I love that you brought that up because that's really what I love helping people with. So if you're, you know, listening to this and that's you, you know, you get like constant visions or crazy dreams or you hear the same song but you don't know what the heck it means, that's that's where I love working, because there's subtle, you know, questions and techniques that you can use and ask to get a little bit more clarity. And spirit is not always, you know, I would say rarely is cut and dry. It's very, sometimes they speak in metaphors. And you can actually, one tip I can share on the air here with all of you is ask for a very clear sign. So oftentimes we will say, you know, Archangel Michael, thanks for sending me a message about love. Or thank you for giving me a message about my mom. Okay, great. So if that's you this week, I would encourage you to add on the following. Archangel Michael, give me a clear sign in the material world that I can understand about my mother and how I can help her. Do you feel the difference?
Oh, sure.
And so, and I actually, I have a fun story about this. This weekend, I drove to Tucson to visit my family, and I was contemplating whether I should see this one guy or not who had stepped out of my life for a time, but I kept on feeling the nudge that I needed to call him, that something wasn't complete. And, you know, before I sent the message, I said, Archangel Michael, give me a clear sign, one that I will not mistake, that cannot be misinterpreted, that I will know that calling him is in my highest good. And I'm not kidding. 2 minutes later, I looked at one of my mom's coffee table books, and I do this sometimes. I close my eyes and I'll say, okay, what's my message? Or, you know, let me just flip to a random page. I wasn't even thinking about the guy. I just kind of do this sometimes in the morning. And the page that I flipped to was of a man and his two daughters. And this particular man has two daughters, and something told me to go to the third line on the other page. And the third line says, don't wait so long to call a friend.
Wow.
I was like, okay, I get it. I will call. Thank you so much for that super clear message, visual and written.
It is really amazing. And I mean, and too, I mean, do you ever, like I did with my brother, do you ever find that when you're talking to someone and you make a comment and you say to yourself, where in the hell did that come from? And, you know, you realize that you were really talking to yourself and not to the other person.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you do. You say things and it's, you know, it's so profound and you're like, where did that come from? And when that happens, you know that the angels are talking. And they really, you know, there's something that maybe you need to communicate to someone that could impact their life without you even knowing. But we all kind of get, there's like a benefit that comes from speaking that and sharing that and trusting it too. Because I think our mind, our logical mind, it's easy to just kind of filter it out and think, ah, that's not important, I don't have to say that. But then you get it again and again and again, and then it might come out inappropriately. So
yeah,
and then
they hit you over the head with a hammer with something really awful.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, I mean, I've had instances where it's like a billboard, like constant, like a literal billboard that I'll be driving, and it's like, you need to, have you thought about this? And it's like an advertisement, but it's a question that I've been avoiding.
Right. No, I'm talking about real serious, like a serious health issue or something that when you don't listen, I mean, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, they come around and they'll just, you know, knock you over, you know, pretty hard. And, you know, you have to really, really spend some time, you know, fighting your way back. So, you know, I've been through a couple of those sessions. Once when I was 30 and once when I was 57.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when you say that, the one that comes up is the one that I've shared in my first ebook, The Kick-Ass Dancing Goddess, and it's when I was 12. It's right before I was going to turn professional with ballerina, and I had stopped eating.
I was like borderline eating disorder, and I went to the kitchen and collapsed and blacked out, and I went out of body. And I remember getting a message from, I call her the goddess, but it could be the angel, spirit, higher self, and a quiet voice, just very calm. It just said, this is your choice. You can keep going, but you're never going to dance the way you were meant to dance in this life, or you can make a change. And as if by, you know, divine synchronicity, my mom came running down the stairs, and I confessed that I hadn't been eating, and I confessed everything. And my parents both worked, so they didn't know a lot of what was going on, but it was very, very, very deep time in my life. And I think the first time since I was a little girl where I wasn't able to kind of tune down that voice, that connection. There was something bigger than me that was saying, hey, you know, pay attention. This is your life. So they definitely get to us. And sometimes it is in those moments of complete humility and vulnerability. And, you know, that's the time to embrace your truest self. And it can be the time when it's a time of surrender, really.
It really is. I mean, you know, when you go through these the rougher the times, and especially if you, I guess there's one way to say it, if you kind of knew better and you didn't change and you didn't make the change, that you know, that they really do you know, push that change on you, and it becomes your responsibility to embrace that change and, you know, make it work for you. And, you know, it becomes a new normal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, things that were normal to you before, and I mean, I guess it changed your life, because I guess you didn't dance as much as you did. You changed your career. So that became a new normal for you.
Exactly. And I did. I took a few years off from dance, which was really hard. I made that uncomfortable phone call to my dance teacher and told her I was quitting, and was terrified. It's like that the moment where you go into your boss's office and you say, I'm done. Like, thank you. This is my last day. And there's that moment of, like, relief and then panic. It's like, what? Okay, so what am I going to do now? You know, because you've wrapped your entire identity around a job or a relationship, or in my case, dance. And I did go back to dance years later, and I now teach dance, and it's just, and I still perform. It's just from a totally different mindset. You know, I don't care about being skinniest girl in the room. I've embraced my curves. I've made my business out of enjoying curves and goddess energy. So, you know, I think the other big takeaway here is letting your angels take the reins and having faith that as you morph and as you transform, your dream may change and transform too. And that is okay.
And I understand that, because, you know, when I mentioned earlier, you know, that when I moved to where I am, and I had a wonderful 12-15 years here, but all of a sudden, you know, it's not the same. And I lived my dream here. I lived I did all kinds of things. I mean, I became a musician. I learned how to play the steel drums. I became, you know, kind of, you know, not famous, so to speak, but known in the community for my music. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the things change. Mm-hmm. And while I still love to play, I still love to play, and I'll take every opportunity to play, but the environment that I was beginning to start playing in wasn't fitting my needs. I mean, you know, bar scenes and bars and lots of drinking and that kind of thing became not a place for me.
Exactly. And so
my dream of being out there playing music and playing steel drums, all of a sudden, you know, things changed and it got modified. And it is a change. It's very hard to deal with. But, you know, it was because of the environment, you know, that didn't fit the pistol anymore.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And really honoring that you can shape your environment. You know, you may not be able to, let's say, change cities or change jobs for everyone listening right away or get out of a relationship right when you want to, but really taking the time to cultivate your inner environment and what brings you solace and comfort and making the time to get clear on what that is.
And it doesn't happen overnight.
No. And if it does, let us all know. Let us all know how you do it. But yeah, it's a process for sure.
It is definitely a process. I mean, you know, and I started off the show, you know, talking about the process. It's been now a year and a half process. You know, with a few starts and bad, you know, bad starts.
But I'm sure there was good effort behind those starts.
There was. It, you know, I you know, learned the lesson, and I said, okay, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to hold to the outcome. We're just going to keep moving forward and just, you know, see what happens. So I abandoned the idea for a while, and, you know, lo and behold, it came back. And I think that the fact that it came back is indicative that, you know, it is something that I need to continue to pursue, and whether it's this time or the third time around, you know, we'll have to wait and see what Spirit wants or if I'm ready.
Awesome.
So we talked about the Angel Reiki a little bit. The last time we talked, you were doing something else that was new. What was that?
I believe I have so many balls in the air right now. I had a book. I wrote my first e-book. I don't remember if that's when we talked, but yeah. And I actually have an audio book version of it, and the title has changed a couple times because I've made a few changes. But the current working title is Kick-Ass Dancing Goddess, and with the little subline, 6 actions you absolutely need to take to stop draining your energy.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So it's really, really about empowerment and giving you the tools through storytelling of what you can do right now, not tomorrow, not the next day, right? You can do right now to kind of move yourself forward. And I've collected stories from my own life as well as you know, my mentors and clients, with their permission, of course, and compiled it into, it's an entertaining little read. You know, I've gotten some feedback, and people are calling it the little book that packs a punch. So you can read it in one sitting. It's really fast, but hopefully, you know, it'll entertain you. And I try to stay in humor about it, because I think that's how we learn. You know, we learn through stories and learn through just keeping it real and not taking it so seriously, even when it feels like it needs to be taken seriously.
Right.
So, yeah. So if you'd like to get that, I'm actually offering it this week only. This is the last week. I've been doing this promotion for a few months. You can get a free copy of the book, of the ebook, by signing up for my e-newsletter. And all you have to do is pop in your email at thedancinggoddess.com. And after that, it's going to be on my online store for sale. And I'm currently in talks with publishers to do a Kindle version and Nook and all of that good stuff. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more changes when it goes into the hands of the publisher. So if you want the raw version, this is your time to jump on it.
Well, I need to make sure I get a copy.
Yes, yes. I believe you're on my newsletter, Susan. If you're not, I'll make sure that I get you a copy.
Yeah, please do. I would love to I think this is a good time for me to read. So, cool. You know, I think it might fit very well. So in any event, nobody called. Where are you guys?
It's okay. You know what? I really believe that everything is perfectly timed. So maybe, you know, we just had some juicy tidbits that they needed to hear, and it's all good. But I'm so grateful to be on the show. And if you'd like, you know, more information about my work, check out the website, and you can also find me on Facebook. It's D-I-A-N-A, and my last name is Dorell, D-O-R-E-L-L. And, you know, join our online community there. And Susan, you're amazing. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity and for all the work that you're doing and the leaps that you're taking in your own life. It's really, really powerful stuff.
It is. And I tell you what, I love my work, and I don't really talk about what I do on the air that much because, you know, I really had gotten so busy that I really had not taken on a lot of new clients. And I am, you know, really starting to relax a little bit and not feel the pressure of having to, you know, work 20 hours a day. So, you know, I am starting to take on a new client base. So if anybody is interested in following and learning more about their ancestry, and or if you have a particular brick wall or story that you want to see if you can resolve, I'm here to do that. And one of the things, Diana, I am doing too, and I have not put it on my website yet, but I am going to start doing some pro bono work for people who can't really afford the fees that genealogists charge. And I want to try to take on, you know, one a month to start and see how it goes. So you can contact me at Susan@SusanEKing.com. I've been doing this work for about 30 some odd years and loving every minute of it. You know, I really believe, Diana, and we talked about this, I think, when you were on the show last time. And I'm actually debating, and this is kind of interesting. I've really debated. I'm debating about writing an article from a genealogist's point of view about, you know, who is Casey Anthony, since it's become such a big thing. And I was up very late last night, actually. I got very involved in running her genealogy. And you know what was very interesting? Is that she shares the same ancestor as Susan B. Anthony.
Wow.
Now, isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating. And
it is fascinating. And, you know, I just, you know, the name Anthony didn't strike a chord with me. And as I started going back and back and back into, you know, the history of the Anthony family, which is actually British, it dawned on me. I said, you know, Susan B. Anthony. And the only reason I did that was because I have a great aunt who was in the suffrage movement at the same time and was supposedly friends with Susan B. Anthony. And I went and looked on Wikipedia, and this is how things work for me, is, the minute I got that thought, I went and looked on Wikipedia. And, you know, while at first glance I didn't think there was any connection, and then all of a sudden I start reading, you know, her bio and who her parents were, and lo and behold, you know, she's not a direct ancestor of Casey Anthony by any stretch of the imagination, but they do share a common ancestor. And I thought to myself, look at this. Look at this.
That's awesome. Well, I will definitely put the word out there if anybody in my community is looking for, you know, genealogy and stuff. That's wonderful.
So, you know, you know, when you start looking back and you know, at things, I don't know about other people, but the more I look back, I tend to feel and get a perspective of a person by going back through their ancestry. And, it's, you know, some people do readings different ways, You know, I get a pretty good reading on people just by, you know, being able to trace their lineage back and get a feel for, you know, who they came from and where they came from and some of the issues that, that some of the people had that were in their direct lineage. And, you know, because we do carry those forward. And, you know, I really feel compassion and empathy for that whole family. And you know, I do hope that the pundits at some point will get off of it and, you know, hopefully let that family heal and hopefully seek, you know, some soul healing for all of them. It's really what needs to happen.
We send love out to everybody and everybody that's involved in that. It's just,
it really is. It's just
there's a lightness that's coming, and it's just a matter of, again, looking at it from a different perspective.
It really is. And I, you know, I kind of started on something last night, and I said, you know, I need to really think this thing through. But I really would like for people to look at it from a different point of view. And, you know, better understanding, a little bit more tolerance. You know, we can't condone, you know, the behavior, but we can certainly, you know, start to give love and healing and, you know, forgiveness, you know, to the soul, and hopefully they can heal.
Well, thank you, Susan, again for having me. I really appreciate it. And for everybody out there, you know, keep doing all the work you're doing, and our angels just love you so much. And make sure that you ask them for help. Sometimes I know we forget to ask for help, and they're there. They're there in the wings, so just say, hey, I need your help. And remember, ask for a specific, clear sign that you can understand. It makes a lot of difference.
Perfect. Diana, thanks for joining me again, and we're going to do this again
soon. I would love that. I would love that. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm going to a little cute store in Scottsdale. I'm just giving a shout out to a piece of the universe. I'm going to be a guest reader today, so that's where I'm headed. But for everybody that's in Scottsdale, come visit me. I'll be here till 6.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Thank you,
Susan.
Have
a good one, and keep me posted too on the Sedona. Please do.
I will. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.